Ham.
Sponsor.
Dogs in Disguise.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're a big part of our show today, apparently.
Yeah. I've been sitting on this for a while now.
What are you, a chicken?
Line. No. Oh, this is personal.
Is it your dill nunchuck?
No.
You know you can't bring that up and not expect it to be thrown back in your
You
face.
Might as well just put it right in the center square of my bingo card.
That's a new bingo for you?
I could go ahead and tell you.
You've okay. got many potential center square bingos.
I'm just imagining you like flipping it over your shoulder. Like, does it have the balls on there?
Oh, no.
You can right. continue, Ham. Don't listen to this idiot.
There's something I'm beginning to willing to admit to myself both out loud and finally to myself as a person.
Boat out loud?
Yeah.
What? Like a Phil Dill boat? All right.
Earlier this week, I was discussing something off air with DJ. I'm trying to get into shape. So in the past, I've attempted to work out regularly. But due to my metabs being soups high, it was non-doable.
You mean like besides your typical number one shape that you're currently in?
What?
You're shaped like the number one.
Number one!
I guess.
Okay.
So like in the past...
Like a stick figure.
Yeah, like a yeah. lowercase L.
Yeah.
Right.
In like the a past, weak little beta man. Beta
like the,
boy.
Like the skinniest MF that ever lived.
Yeah.
I primarily drank Boost in the past when I was trying to work out and gain weight for the caloric intake.
Yeah. I saw Arnold do that when he used to be a bodybuilder.
Very alpha move.
You know, put some calories in my body, also give my muscles some proteins to...
Yeah.
Get all big and strong to give me the rock hard body I need.
Mm.
Huh. Never the case. Sure. That never panned out. So I stopped drinking Boost for a while. Stopped working out.
It's made for old, frail people. Not just right. old people, like the frailest
it's
of
It's designed
old people.
To, like, yeah, like keep 90-year-olds alive.
Yeah. And me.
Like people who can't keep solid food down, they'll drink Boost uh-huh. to get their
well,
nutrients.
Well, I can.
Which is why it's weird you drink it.
It's not usually a 8-piece chicken tender basket chaser the way you drink it.
Or you drink it like chocolate milk, essentially.
It's like a chocolate shake.
It can't be good. If it tastes like a chocolate shake.
It's your Yoo-Hoo replacement.
Anyways, no matter the level of work I would do or workout I would try to attain to, mm-hmm. I always look like a skeletal, skinny skeleton science project. Of a person. Until recently.
Okay.
A couple months ago, I took to weighing myself, and I was shocked to find out that I was nearly 139 pounds.
Why were you shocked?
You're saying
that?
That's high.
It's high.
Weren't you like 135 normally? 136?
I was approaching there, but that was through eating like crazy. During my bulking phase, I like to, akin to Mac from Sunny.
Yeah.
I was
cultivating mass.
Cultivating mass.
Where he had a bag of chimichangas.
Chimichangas.
Yeah. And he would just do another shot of insulin every yeah. time he ate a new chimmy.
He wanted chimichangas.
There's no
Dennis
doubt.
Wanted crack.
Ham is on the Mac life path, by the way.
But I don't know if he's going to pull off the Mac body, though. I don't know if he's physically able.
I'm like a fox. I'm also like a camel. Anyways, it shook me because I've never crossed 140, and without trying, I was on the precipice of getting there.
You feel like a real fat ass.
Yeah.
At 140.
So you sit here and you look at me and Monty every week, every day, and your thought is, I'm getting really fat?
Yeah. No. So it shook me because in the past, I was like around 130 all the time. I would fluctuate. I'd be either 125, I'd be 130, or I'd be 135, and that would last like a week or two, and then I'd be floating around 130.
It's like a jockey's weight.
I floated 125 during the mix.
Don't point at the bathroom yeah. when you say that.
And he stuck his hand up again like he made the shot earlier.
He held the number one
yeah.
up.
No, I hold
he
up number the two. Number two. Number two. Yeah.
But yeah, seeing 139 freaked me out. Haven't stepped on a scale since.
Oh, that'll help, yeah. That makes it all go away.
I made the realization.
Had the realization.
Really?
I don't know.
That what?
I'm officially Tubbs. I'm not going to say that I'm getting fat, but I have a roll like on my tub. And I have little love handles too. And then when I shaved off my beard a couple weeks ago,
that'd be a little bit.
I have a slight case of chub neck. I'm unaccustomed to the changes happening to my body and my physical appearances with it.
I think I would hurl myself into the Grand Canyon if I caught 1 minute of Ham and his wife talking about me. Because I'll hear them like Ham will tell me about some other person that we know, and they'll talk about how he's gotten a little fat, and he's still like 195.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. I just can't imagine what I get said about me.
Because Ham's wife is super skinny, too.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just little twig people.
I think I'm suffering from acute body dysmorphia. Because I'm unused to seeing weight on my body. Like, when I bend over, I bunch up, and I got, like, a roll section going on. I got a little gut. My teats are getting a little thicker. I don't know what to do. Well, I know what to do.
Okay, yeah, I want to hear your plan here.
Jugs.
You going to start drinking Slim Fast?
No.
I really just want Monty to roll over your face right now with all the stupid things you're saying.
But yeah, so I brought this this up off air with my spousal unit that I live with. And I broke it to her that I'm no longer looking like the man that she fell in love
You're no longer physically attractive.
Yeah. Skinny man she married.
And she goes, yeah, you have been starting to get tubs. Which confirmed my suspicions. As a result, I fall into the trap where I'm admitting that I'm beginning to put on weight, which is making me feel bad about myself, which is causing me to eat away my emotion of eating.
Welcome to the cycle, bud.
I know.
Isn't it fun?
So she told me
late to the party, though.
Yeah. She goes, yeah, you're getting tubs. And I ate 3 bowls of Cocoa Pebbles within the next hour to eat away my emotion.
Like the least nutritious thing you could possibly eat.
Yeah, you didn't really...
Which is compounding the issue of me getting the roll.
You didn't really combat any of your problems there.
Weren't you saying you bought some sort of piece of workout equipment?
Yeah, so I brought this up to DJ.
Bowflex.
No, it wasn't a Bowflex. Oh. I bought this thing on Instagram that was supposed to, like, blast your core.
Like one of those old-timey things that the people in the 50s would use?
No.
Or just shake their belly?
So you're looking at dill nunchucks, and then this is the recommended for you also?
No.
Ooh, I see dill nunchucks on Temu.
It's cheaper there. It'll take a while to get
No, it's like this workout device thing that, like, you place under the door, and you're supposed to, like, use your body weight and, like, lower yourself down.
That's a horrible description, because I can't picture what you're talking about.
Pull-up bar.
It's like the pull-up bar, but you lock your legs into it, and it's at the bottom of your door.
So it's like you lock your feet in to do sit-ups and crunches?
Crunches, sit-ups, or, like,
reverse.
Your hand's not helping.
Okay, this is my butt, or these my knees. This is, like, my stomach and head, and you're, like, supposed to go like this, and gravity is supposed to kind of, like, help force your core to, like, work. Because, like, I asked my wife a couple weeks ago, I go, hey, what does it mean when you engage your core? Because I have no idea what that means. Because I've never had, like, abs or anything like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you just engage. I go, that doesn't help.
Well, you kind of, like,
do you flex
them, a little bit.
Do a sit-up. Have you tried doing, like, just sit-ups?
Yeah.
It's hard to do a sit-up.
It's
hard to do a sit-up and not feel the crunch of your abs, you know. Yeah.
But I feel like just like my insides are just kind of moving around and none of my abs are doing anything.
Your insides should not be moving around.
That's why I
think
you're
not a cartoon character.
I think I'm doing it wrong.
Your spleen doesn't go up in your throat when you're doing a basic sit-up.
My kidneys traded places.
It kind of feels like that. Stuff's moving around.
Your form is bad if it feels like that.
I think it is, yeah.
So have you tried this new machine yet?
I did, and it doesn't work because it doesn't fit under my door, so I have to return it.
How does it not... I mean, I feel like the under-door slot is pretty universal.
Or you could find another door where it does fit.
Yeah, do you have one door?
Well, the place I would work out is my bathroom, and that door has, like, a very wide, like...
Why your bathroom?
Because it's... I don't know.
That sounds like a terrible place to work out.
Yeah, like your mother-in-law's blasting hell in there and you're doing sit-ups?
No, it's not a shared bathroom with her. Oh, speaking of mother-in-law, so the other day she's cleaning out her closet and a wife comes up to me and she goes, hey.
I've seen this movie.
I like where this is going.
Hey, she heard that you're working out, so here's some 5-pound weights she gave to me.
Oh my god, she gave me the little, like,
the little pink ones?
They are pink, yes.
That you can use on your walk?
While you're wearing your your brightly colored spandex.
How many curls did we do?
30 on each arm.
Alright.
Did you
5 pounds though?
Alternating or just one at a time, like 10 each?
So like 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, you
four.
Don't want to alternate.
But I got the 60.
They say that does nothing if you alternate. You got to do
I
one.
I felt a little burn. Little burn. But yeah.
So you did 30 total, each arm.
Each arm, yeah.
30 curls with a 5-pound weight, and one attempted sit up with your sit up.
With my insides
moving
around.
Yeah, until you almost puked up your intestines.
Yeah. I'm like jacked now. I'm no longer jacked. I have a tub roll.
So, what is your end goal? Because I feel like that's important when you're
trying to look like Michael Parsons or what?
Like a Chris Hemsworth type deal. Just rock hard body.
In Mad Max Furiosa?
Yeah.
This would be an opportunity for a weight loss.
I'm trying to gear up for the movie on Thursday.
Or like Endgame
Shaving
Thor?
Shaving your head and everything.
No, not I look more like Endgame Thor.
If you were a weight loss company, though, you could sponsor Ham. I feel like Ham is not far from being in good shape.
Yeah, why don't we put Ham on soda?
I might need to.
So he drops the, like,
but I mentioned it to wife. Wife mentioned it to the mother, Birdwoman. And so Birdwoman calls me and she goes, do you need to be on Ozempic right now?
Oh my god. They put you on Ozempic.
I want it. I want to see it.
I would lose my mind. Well, it's already a huge problem because you can't find those drugs anywhere because they put people like Ham on it to lose 5 pounds. And now if they actually put Ham on it.
Ham is everything that's wrong with this world. Metamucil, Matt.
That is your,
Well, yeah. I'm deceptively starting to gain weight now because it doesn't look like it when you look at me.
No.
But like in this area.
Your moobs?
It's tough to look at.
Look at this.
Yeah, you're a real tub of goo.
I'm not used to seeing myself like this.
Yeah, I thought Monty was.
I'm used to looking
to look
at a skeleton when I look in the mirror.
Thank you. I guess.
You make Monty look palatable now. It's a good work.
Is this not ham radio? What are we doing here? I'm just sitting here, as usual.
It's what you do.
But
I'm sorry that you're
my
such
metabolism
a badass now, Ham.
Slowing down. I'm glad you talked over that.
Metabolism?
Metabolism is slowing down. And I think it's due to a certain type of chicken place I've been going to.
I was going
to
say, will your diet change at all?
I'm going to cut out one thing in my diet.
Which is what? The Sunday morning pretzel?
No, that stays. Except today they put the salt on the wrong side. They put it on the underneath side of my pretzel.
I don't even think it's worth
I couldn't
getting
even finish
into.
It. Yeah.
So what are we cutting out then?
I'll tell you off air.
Why?
Because I don't want to blast this company.
Just tell us what kind of... Is it a certain place?
It's a certain kind of chicken at a certain kind of place.
Okay. Chicken tenders are good?
It's not the chicken tender at the place. It's like the chicken on the leg with the bone. That's like
so you're
super
cutting out
greasy.
Fried chicken?
From one place.
From one place, yeah.
So you're just going to get
because I started eating that
place
within the last 5 months.
Courage.
Because it tastes amazing. But like I could feel my body's not reacting to it well.
That and vitamins.
Well, I'm still taking the vitamins.
Okay, good.
Are the vitamins doing this to me?
No. Don't blame the vitamins. All right. Well, hopefully you can still understand Ham through all the fatness.
Yeah. I got chubby chin.
Look at that.
I have a quick-ass observation I'd like to get to.
Go ahead.
Cocoa Pebbles are awesome. They are.
That's a fat-ass statement, Ham.